Ignite your life with passion and purpose. Your health, your wealth, your happiness. Make it good. This is Modern Love with Dr. Brenda Wade.
Big thank you to Rainbow Grocery, our favorite grocery store here in the San Francisco Bay Area, for being our sponsor, because a healthy body is a sexy body.
And speaking of healthy and sexy, modern lovers, welcome to our show, which is all about Saturday Night Alive for the Global Peace Tribe. If you're going, what's that? Well, just stand by. You're going to learn about this exciting event and the wonderful, just brilliant evolutionary who's also, of all things, as it turns out, a really great business person, has launched an online forum that's designed to enrich, enliven, and transform audiences around the world. And I am a witness because I've been following them and I love what they're up to. This has evolved into one of the most successful transformational programs of its kind. And you're going to hear from our special guest, Deborah Giusti, in just a moment. But first, if you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or in the days of Zoom, it doesn't matter where you live, you can join me this Saturday, February 13th, from 6 to 9 p.m. for Saturday Night Alive. The theme is the greatest love of all. You want to guess what it is? Tick, 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 tick. It's self-love. Absolutely. And it features an amazing group of presenters from Margot Anand. Many of you know her from the orgasm and sex world, to, I don't know, this person named Dr. Brenda Wade, who also somehow made the cut, which I'm very honored to be part of this group of speakers. Deborah's going to tell us more about it, but you can certainly go to DeborahRecommends.com to register. We'll tell you more about registering a little bit later, but let's quickly get to our Ask Dr. Brenda question. It says, I recently met a man on a dating site, and I really like him. We've been communicating on Zoom and recently started chatting over the phone. He's suggesting that we meet in person, but I'm immune compromised and afraid to go to a public place. I don't want to lose this friendship, but I'm at a loss for how we should proceed. Do you have any suggestions? Yeah, I've got a suggestion. This is a whole new thing. It's called flow dating. And yes, it's a thing. Lots of people are doing what they used to do in what my kids call the olden days, when people talked on phones as opposed to texting and going to dating sites. And what you can do now is, you've already Zoomed, so you've seen one another. You've already spoken on the phone. What about doing an old-fashioned thing like writing one another a letter and reading the letters out loud to one another? When it comes to going outside, what about choosing a place that isn't public, some place you could drive to, like a beach that isn't frequented, especially if it's a little bit chilly, and you can stay 6 feet away and just say hello to one another. Take your own thermos of tea or a refreshing adult beverage, but be creative. The key is, come from faith, not fear, that you will find a way to be safe and healthy and still connect, if this connection is something you truly want. So let's get to our special guest today, Deborah Giusti. She has spent over 40 years on the leading edge of the emerging progressive culture, locally and internationally. She's created and supported new paradigm evolution. And we'll talk about what new paradigm means. It's something I'm excited about. And she is known as the creator of transformation. She's founded and grown many businesses that support personal growth and transformation, health, sustainable lifestyle, cutting-edge spirituality, and community connection, including the Harmony Festival and the first, that was the first of many transformational festivals that she's founded. But we're going to talk about her background, who she is, and then tell you more about Saturday Night Alive for the Global Peace Tribe. Welcome to the show, Deborah Juicy.
Thank you, Brenda. So great to be here.
Good. And I just have to check. Am I saying your name properly?
You are. Totally correct. Deborah Juicy.
So I was sitting here going, is this right?
I know.
You know, I've met you over the years when you have spoken at events or attended events like the great conference down in the South Bay that used to be in San Francisco. You know which one I mean. And you've always been somebody who has been in the transformational circles. How did you step onto this path? And what does transformation evolution mean to you?
Well, thank you for that question. And I basically think I was born because I've always been interested in what's next in improving in spirituality. And especially I was born at a time when I was a teenager, the 60s happened in the Bay Area. And that was massive evolution, transformation out of an old paradigm, beginning into a new paradigm where there was really an honoring of love, peace, and harmony as a value that the kind of the hippie generation really sung by. And so I had that in my world, and it felt like, oh, my people, you know, I can relate to this. So I, as a teenager, was immersed in this, which included a lot of personal growth, a lot of spiritual transformations. A lot of spiritual teachers were coming out at that time. I became a Sufi when I was 20, and I started living in a Gurdjieff household when I was 20. So I began a really strong spiritual path, and when I went to college, Sonoma State University was so alternative. One of their courses was the biodynamics of energy, and we would study all the spiritual teachers that would coming out at that time, or health and nutrition, which at that time it was Pavo Arola, really talking about how there's a new way to deal with your health and holistic health and deal with nutrition. So all of that were seed thoughts to what has become mainstream now for over a few decades. But I felt a real passion to that, and it just so happened that I was a part of a festival that happened there. As a lot of people like me were saying, hey, this is so amazing, let's put it together in a festival. And it was called the Spring Harmony Festival, and it was the seedling to what I created the next year. I just continued it and called it the Health and Harmony Festival. And that was an opening for what was then evolving, which was holistic health, people actually realizing that they had sovereignty in taking care of their health, and there was many techniques. Acupuncture was coming out, all kinds of body work, all kinds of consciousness. And ecology was coming to the surface, and the women's movement was coming to the surface.
My God, this was probably the most fertile time, Deborah, as you're describing it. I swear the song came on in my head. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
And it's still happening.
The dawning of a new age. It is. And, you know, I love what you said about these things that were considered alternative now becoming mainstream. And, you know, my background is hardcore science. And I'm thinking, as you're ticking off all these things, oh, yes, we have a body of research that now support, you know, the validity of integrative medicine. We have a body of research that now supports that nutrition is medicine. We now have a body of research that supports that there really are energy fields and we can measure them and we can influence them. I mean, it just goes on and on. So everything you're saying, you are at the forefront of what is now accepted in, you know, the most elite circles of science. It's spectacular.
Totally. And I was very lucky to key into what I call my divine mission. very connected with getting instructions from Spirit and just following those through. And I know when people are on their divine mission, it's very energizing and it's very powerful and very synchronistic. So Harmony Festival was like that for me. And I ended up producing 33 Harmony Festivals and went on for 33 years. At the end, it attracted 30,000 people. And it was a whole playground of these types of things, festivals within festivals, an eco-village, a goddess festival, major music with major artists, political, progressive political things, a health expo with all the holistic doctors, and then it even had a component of Burning Man that went all night with techno-tribal community dance. And that really networked people from all over who came for free.
If I can underscore one thing you said, I want our listeners to take away those words you said about being on your mission, being on your purpose, understanding that you are here to bring something to life that only you can bring, that your thread in this vast web of life is an important thread. And the whole isn't complete without each one of us doing exactly what Deborah is describing, following your gut, your intuition, whatever you choose to call it, that inner voice that says, hey, you need to be involved with this. Go ahead and do this. And I know from what you said, Deborah, there must have been times when you were just taking that leap of pure faith, not knowing how it was going to turn out.
Very much so. When you produce a major festival, it is a huge leap of faith. And then when it happens, it's almost like a spiritual graduation because you have fulfilled that mission. And it's like inside you are elevated and you get to watch what has come from that and how many people have found their new practitioner that's really going to give them the healing they want, or found their soul family, or found their beloved.
Or people to become practitioners. I mean, you've ignited a space where people can go, oh, there's a path that I can follow that speaks to my heart. I mean, all the way around, you're uplifting, empowering, and igniting. I get it. And everybody, you should be writing notes as Deborah is dropping. These are like the breadcrumbs on the trail leading you to where you want to go, whether it's be the practitioner, be the person who needs a practitioner, be the person who has a dream to bring people together the way that Deborah has brought people together, or maybe Deborah's the person that you need to feature in your next movie or television show. I don't know, but I know every person has a purpose. Every person. And Deborah, as you're looking at what you've created, I just have to ask, what do you feel as you look at the extraordinary impact that you have had on so many lives, including mine? You know, I was very peripheral, doing my little high school thing, and my father would call all the people who were in the street dirty hippies, and was very, very, very staunch Southern Black Baptist gentleman, and it was go to church, and that was all we were allowed to do. But I remember looking at all those hippies and going, man, I'd like to join that. I even snuck off to the Goodwill and bought a leather jacket with 12-inch fringe on it, so I could sort of feel like I was getting a little taste. And my high school was near Golden Gate Park, mind you, so I could sort of see what was happening over there. Oh, God, you're bringing back memories. So what comes up for you when you step back and go, I followed my heart, I'm still following my heart?
You know, for me, I am grateful for being able to have such clear instructions and do what I've been able to do. And I'm more passionate about what is the now, because there's so much to be done now, because we are in such a highly evolutionary transition on this planet. And all that I did before was in preparation for the now. I feel like now is the activated time where, you know, we've all grown, a lot of us, and created what is the medicine to give to the world, and now it's time to give it to the whole world. And so I'm more passionate about, instead of looking back, like looking forward at this amazing evolutionary time that has a lot of challenges, just like being in the birth canal does. But it has so many opportunities to reset, to create a whole new world consciousness. And I think more than ever, people are waking up all over the world to want to create a world which was the ideals of the 60s way back when, and really make it happen now with this reset that's currently happening on the planet, where everyone's in a kind of a mandatory spiritual retreat, where they're all really in reflection and evaluation of their lives, their being, all of that. And, you know, and they're not so, have so much going on with what's going on in the planet. But, I mean, this is really a magical time. Even though
it is
challenging, there's a lot of
opportunity. Yes. Oh, my God, yes. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm watching things ignite across every continent. The only continents that don't have people marching in the street are Antarctica and maybe Down Under. But everywhere, and well, you know what? Down Under had a bunch of demonstrations too of indigenous people. Absolutely. So what you're saying, all we have to do is turn on any news media across whatever form, and the truth is there. So you have created something amazing in response to this moment in time. You've created Saturday Night Alive. Tell people about that, would you, and how that came to be?
Sure. And if I look into my divine mission, it's like Harmony Festival 2.0. So it was another elevated set of instructions from Spirit to take this information that began in the 60s and was created in the Harmony Festival for 33 years and really get it out to the world. And it's an inspirational virtual variety show that includes very prominent keynote speakers, leaders, visionaries, luminaries. Incredible music, because music really connects us all and raises our vibration and gives us another level of connection. And entertainment, like magicians, like comedians, like spoken word poets, and all woven together with very incredible deep themes that are very pertinent to our times. And myself and my partner, Scott Thomas, we were doing a benefit for a fellow musician, Fantuzzi, who had Lyme's disease, and COVID happened, and we couldn't do it physically, so we said, let's take it live. And Fantuzzi has people that love him all over the world. He's just a global musician, and we had about 300 people join. We raised $5,000 for him, and Scott and I said, this is magical. And it was music and speakers and all of that, so we kept evolving that format, and again, just making it up, following our heart. I started to draw from all the people I've known for the last 30, 40 years. I started contacting prominent keynote luminaries like Deepak Chopra, and he was, at that time, the COVID just happened, and he was like sitting at home wondering what to do, and it's like, sure, I'll join. So there was that opportunity and synchronicity to really gather the high-level luminaries to come and be there for the world, because this broadcast goes out all over the world. We have about 30 to 50,000 people that view it each week as we produce it on Zoom, where you can watch it on Zoom, but then we also push it up to about 200 Facebook channels, multiple YouTube channels, and we have 12 broadcast partners. And this grows. It's just a whole new world where this information can get out all over the world. So we have people joining us from all over. And the main thing is we keep a really high vibe. We address the challenges that everyone's going through right now as the world contracts and literally detoxes.
And one of the things that was so amazing, you've done a number of shows. I joined, and everybody, I encourage you to sample Saturday Night Alive, but also join so that you can support the work and support the mission, but also participate. And the way Deborah has set it up and her cadre of wonderful people is that if you're not able to join right now financially, you can still participate, because they're making this the most open-hearted, totally receptive, everybody is welcome kind of event you can imagine. But I really loved the event you did with Lynn Twist. I love the one you did where my friend Chief Philip Scott was moderating and had curated First Nations speakers, musicians, poets from all over the planet. It was extraordinary, speaking to the urgency of caring for the earth, but also bringing the music and bringing the art forward. So there's a lot to love, I just want to say, as your witness. And tell us about the one that's coming up in our last bit of time, Deborah, the one that we're going to be doing all about love.
Sure. This is February 13th from 6 to 9 p.m., and you can join us live or you can watch the replay. If you sign up, you get the replays, so it's available anytime. And the theme is The Greatest Love of All, Self-Love. And it's Valentine's weekend, so we really wanted to honor love on all levels. And we've got incredible teachers and luminaries that are expert in their field of tantra and relationships. And, of course, Dr. Brenda Wade's going to be there. We have Margot Anand, who is one of the premier teachers of tantra, who kind of wrote the Bible on tantra that was so popular. We have Andrew Harvey.
And for those who don't know what tantra is, break it down for them.
It is energetic and love practices from the heart, that where you can learn to be in presence with your beloved in a very deep, energetic, sensual way. And it's derived from many different practices, spiritual practices, and people have many different versions of it depending on what teacher you have. But Margot Anand studied with teachers forever and has had been the kind of the primary top teacher in the world on this.
Yes, and she's quite remarkable. Some people call it yoga of sexual awareness. There are a lot of names for it, but it's really juicy stuff. Keep going, Deborah.
And then we have Andrew Harvey, who's an incredible magical luminary, who's all about love and the divine feminine and regeneration. And so he'll be with us. And we also have other teachers, Paul Sterling, who's a relationship master, Sonia Sophia, Kamala Devi, and Michael McClure, who are also teachers of Tantra, very prominent. We'll have some magic with Paul Draper, and we have some incredible music with Eostar and Matthias, who are a couple very much in love, and they share their music. They're beautiful. Joanna Onehart, she's an incredible musician. You'll see her at all the yoga festivals. And Sister Stone, another incredible musician. So it's part entertainment and it's part inspirational talk, but it all weaves together in a really beautiful transmission. And again, there's just thousands of people that join and watch it at the same time. So you also
and
feel
all of that energy of everyone joining. I was just going to say it, Deborah.
Yeah.
Exactly that. When all of these people are joining together, head to head, heart to heart, we create this thing we call the mastermind effect, where there's an ignition, because all of this joy, and all of you know, you guys have been listening to me talk about this forever, joy is at the top of the consciousness scale. The only thing higher is enlightenment. So if you're ready to tip yourself to the top of the scale, I think everything Deborah Juicy is up to is something you need to know about and to check it out. Participate. Join in. I would love to have you join personally because I'm honored to be one of the guest speakers this coming Saturday night. But there's so much more. And it's always interesting. It always pushes the envelope. And it always opens up a new way to look at the world personally and as a global citizen, which we all are. So, Deborah Juicy, what do you want to leave us with? What is the most important thing that
well,
you
one
would
thing
like
is,
us
is,
to commit to?
Well, one thing is how to join. Really easy to join by going to our website, globalpeacetribe.com. And there you'll see information on this week's show, and you can just sign up and get the Zoom link, and that's how you can join us live. And when you sign up, then you'll know about all the other shows we're going to do. We have about 7 more shows for this season that are going to be incredible, and you'll get email announcements that will let you know about all the shows, and you'll get the replays. So if you can't make it on Saturday night, you'll get the replays, and all the replays of the past 45 shows that we've done as well.
I love the replays. If I can't make a show or the whole show, I always go to Facebook for the replays. And guys, if you follow us on social media, we have posted everything about Saturday Night Alive all over every one of our social media platforms. So the information is there on how to get that link to sign up. As Deborah just said, you can sign up right there. All right, Deborah, what's in your heart that you want to share that's been your greatest learning on your journey?
Well, the main thing about this show is the love that's shared. The love that's shared between the speakers, the community, the music, it just permeates the show. So beyond all the challenge, all the confusion, all the what's going to happen, it's the community connecting in love and honoring each other. And that's what really permeates everything, and that's how we're going to be sustained and get out of what we're in now into the new paradigm that we're evolving. So just want to share, it's the love, and this show more than ever, it's the love, the greatest love of all, with self-love.
Beautiful. Deborah Juicy, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you as our guest. Just listening to you, you opened up this beautiful feeling, this vibration of love and delight and energy, and that's who you are in the world, and I'm really glad you're doing what you're doing in the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much for being on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. All right, everyone, you know what to do. Go and sign yourself up right now for the greatest love of all. And you're going to be very interested to see how self-love opens a pathway for you to magnetize love if you're single and looking, to generate greater love if you're already in a couple. Because when you're generating love from the inside out, it just magnetizes more and more and more. And I want to say big thank you to our producer, Cliff Dunning, and to all you modern love and relationship friends and followers, many blessings to you. Get out there and love with all your heart.